ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: صاحب السلطان كراكب الأسد، يغبط بموقعه وهو أعلم بموضعه.
Imam Ali stated, "The holder of authority is like the rider on a lion. He is envied for his position, but he well knows his position." Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam. One of the great lessons which we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam again deals with the idea of giving charity. Charity or alms, sadaqah, is something which is highly, highly recommended in Islam. And matter of fact, it is said that charity averts many kinds of afflictions, trials, and hardships. Now, an individual by the name of Mujahid reports that Allah of the Almighty prohibited the people from consulting the Holy Prophet without giving charity before the consultation. Now, a little bit of a backdrop into the situation. The people would just constantly come and bother the Holy Prophet, meaning they didn't have any real reasons to come and consult him. They just did so in order to tease and bother and try to frustrate the Holy Prophet. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Mighty, the Exalted, revealed a verse that requested the people to give something in charity before they come and consult the Holy Prophet, so that only those people who really sincerely wanted to ask something from the Holy Prophet would come and ask. Interestingly, following the revelation of this verse, no one ended up coming and consulting with the Holy Prophet because nobody wanted to give charity, because nobody, or at least the majority of the people, didn't have sincere intentions. And so who's going to pay charity every single time you go to consult the Prophet? Everyone except Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam would give charity, and after giving one dinar in charity, he would go and then consult or request or ask the Holy Prophet a question. Now, later on, this verse was abrogated and the permission was given to the people. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "There is a verse in the Holy Quran that no one but me has acted upon." And this is in chapter 58, verse number 12. "O you who believe, when you consult the apostle, then offer something in charity before your consultation." Imam Ali says, "Allah Almighty discharged this ummah of a duty because of me, for if I didn't act according to that verse, it would remain valid forever while no one could act upon it, that is to offer charity when they wish to consult the Messenger of Allah. Therefore, it was I who removed the heavy burden from the shoulders of this ummah. I am the true proof of this verse, which is not applicable to anyone before or after me." Again, very quickly, the importance of charity and how charity is something which strengthens the society, it strengthens humanity. When we help the poor, when we help the needy, when we help the oppressed, we are in reality helping ourselves. Because by helping the weak and the poor and the needy and the oppressed, we strengthen society, and a strong society is to the benefit of every single one of us. A beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
For the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil.
يَوْمَ يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger.
وأسألك الأمان يوم يعرف المجرمون بسيماهم فيؤخذ بالنواصي والأقدام.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks. So they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
وأسألك الأمان يوم لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the producer of the program To My Brother, and at this moment I invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Fayyaz Jafar. I hope you enjoy it.
These days, when we turn on our TVs, or are listening to talk radio, or browsing through social media, we are bombarded with unique images of destruction, of vilification, and of the oppression and the isolation of a wide variety of different minority groups across this world. In a country like the United States, there are upwards of 100,000 homeless people. There are people within our own communities who are victims of domestic and sexual violence every single day. There are children in Yemen who are being killed for no other reason other than the fact that they live in that nation. Oftentimes we see so many images and we hear such horrific anecdotes that in reality it actually has the potential to desensitize us to the fact that everything that we're seeing in reality seemingly so far away from us that there's not much in reality that we can ever do. Which is why these days when we hear certain images, or when we hear certain stories, or when we hear about certain anecdotes, we are so desensitized toward the violence that we're hearing, that we're seeing, that we're discussing on a day-to-day basis, that within a couple of moments we'll just turn the channel, we'll just close the link and open up another one into checking the score of our favorite sports team without any real regard, without demonstrating any real compassion and mercy toward people who are victims of oppression. And when we go toward the whole Quran and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim wassalatu wassalam, we see such strong emphasis in terms of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt advising their followers and their companions toward making certain stands in order to creating changes within the society that they were living in.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.